好，现在呢，我们请打开那个比较小本的《般若波罗蜜多心经》这个法本。我打开第三页，就是中文版的《般若波罗蜜多心经》。好，我们大家一起念诵。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波迪娑哈。
说说到为主的在宇宙里面这些生所特殊主的breathing meditation for a few minutes。 所
先开始呢，和往常一样，我们先观我们的呼吸几分钟。
So then, so next, so in front of oneself, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, and try to visualize as clear as possible in front of you.
现在呢，观想在我们的前方，大概六尺的地方，上空呢有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next one. So, from Buddha Shakyamuni's body, the light rays come out, enter in your body, and purify all our defilement. Yeah, so, think this strongly. Then we recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times.
接着呢，我们要观想本师释迦牟尼佛的身体呢，放出大光芒。这大光芒呢，照到我们的身体啊，净化了我们所有的烦恼业障。这样呢，我们也跟着念本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒呢7次。Te Ata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Te Ata
one or two questions. Yeah.
若大仙有什么问题，可以现在发问。
Hello. 啊。One or two questions. 啊。
一两个问题，只能问一两个问题，然后我法师就要开始讲今天的课了。有没有问题？礼拜天。吉祥天母法会。Rinpoche, her question is, next Sunday is Tibetan New Year, so early in the morning at 4 a.m. there will be a Paldon Lama's puja. So her question is, this puja is for who? It will benefit which group of people, or for all? The Paldon Lama's puja for Tibetan New Year are starting at 4 a.m. the coming Sunday. What is the benefits? Does it benefit a certain group or for a certain group of people or whatever? What is it for, basically?现在大家拿到的是那个十二缘起的那个图画，那图形代表。你在那藏传的寺院里面，你去尼泊尔参观的时候，都会在寺庙里面看到，它寺庙的墙壁都有画的。要不然你可以看到唐卡那边，那边有一副唐卡，也是就在希拉的旁边。那副唐卡就是十二缘起的，是那个最外的那一圈。里面那一圈六个图画是六道，然后中间那三个是三毒。Paldon Lama's puja.
Puja what?
Next Sunday is Tibetan New Year. So at 4 a.m., Rinpoche, you're going to conduct a Paldon Lama's puja here. So her question is, basically is what is this puja about? How does it benefit people or benefit which group of people or whatever? Because she doesn't know. I don't know also.
The Paldon Lama Puja for those who need help. We need help.
吉祥天母法会呢是给那些需要帮助的人。若你觉得你需要帮助我什么呢？你通常就可以做这个法会。就好像你有遇到什么困难呢，你就去做那个度母法会，对吗？那同样的道理，吉祥天母法会也是一样的。
Hello, is something wrong with the mic? Can hear? I don't.They cannot hear you.
Maybe they can hear because I'm sitting beside, so it's more
something,
difficult.
Can you adjust? I don't know, look like something.
Mic one, Sandra, thanks. What kind of help? Mui-ching asks, what kind of help?
Any kind of help.
他讲，没去问，就是给你有帮助，你做这个法会，但这什么样的帮助呢？他的问题是，什么样的帮助？比如说学业、事业什么等等等等，这样法师的回答是任何一种都可以，可以清除障碍的，适用于每一种帮助，It started at 4 a.m. so.Rinpoche, what time will it end? Roughly how long the puja will be?
3 hours. Yeah.
3 hours. 所以4点到7点，七点就完了。所以你7点半做德事赶到这里就已经完了。对，凌晨4点到7点，在这里，在这里。So anybody can come, right?
Anybody?
所以大家如果要来的话可以，下个星期天吉祥天母法会凌晨4点到7点，所以你3点就要起身了。
All the dog, all the fish, all the frog, everybody should come.
每个人都应该来哦。Mui Xing's questions. When Rinpoche is doing or conducting the puja, what must we do as participants? Must we recite some mantra? If we must recite some mantra, what kind of mantra must we recite? Basically, what should we do? What should we do as participants?
Whatever you like to.
Sorry, I can't hear. Oh. 就是来参加法会的朋友们，你不需要做什么特别的东西了，坐在这里就可以了。
Hello. Okay, I don't know. Better? What's it? Hello. Can you hear now? Better? Same.
There's some what they call echo kind of thing. It's okay. It's because I'm sitting beside you. It's parallel, almost parallel.If I sit like this, then it will be better. Never mind, it's okay. If I can't hear, I'll ask Cecilia. Oh, why must this puja be conducted so early in the morning?
Because it's New Year.
因为是新年嘛，所以要早一点嘛，早一点迎接。是西藏的传统了，所以不需要问了哈。
Anyway, so anyway, that's the traditionally, so all the monastery, so the New Year, so they do early morning, they do that. The sadhana, the yamitaka long sadhana, then after that, they do the Yapalde Lamo, the protector puja. So, I mean that to pray for everyone to have a long life, especially for that, everybody have long and healthy life. So that's the main idea is about that, especially for all the gurus, you know, all the holy beings to have long, stable life. So that's the traditionally, so they do this puja before the sunrise. So the certain dharma offering to Padalama, so that do before the sunrise. So that's why we start early morning. Yeah.
对不起，如果 我翻译的不大对，有什么？因为听不大清楚，你们可以更正我。因为平行听得不大清楚，就是在传统上呢，在西藏的寺庙呢，新年的时候他们会举行这吉祥天母的法会。通常呢，那个喇嘛们呢，他们都也会念诵一些仪轨，在仪轨过后呢，他们就做这个吉祥天母的颂赞啊。这样他们都是有一个法本啊，他们就根据他们的法本啊，好像我们的早课晚课这样，他们法本这样念，到最后呢，就是那个吉祥天母的那个颂赞了。这样通常我们做这个吉祥天母的颂赞呢，他们就祈求了啊，祈求他们的就是所有的法师们呢所有的他们的老师们呢，能够呢长寿啦，然后生命呢能够很稳定啦，所有的圣者呢生命都能得到延长，就有长寿稳定，然后继续呢利益众生啊。
Okay, so actually the puja is for everyone. Yeah, so those who don't have problem, then no need puja.Those who have problem need puja, so that means for everyone. Yeah, the puja is for everyone. Yeah.
其实呢，法会呢是给所有的人的，就因为法会呢，比如说这吉祥天母法会呢，也是给所有的众生，所有希望参加法会的人。因为法会呢，基本上啊，就是当我们像这个吉祥天母啦等等去祈求的话呢，都能帮助我们清除障碍。不清楚各种各样的障碍，不只是生命上的障碍什么。所以当我们像祈求我们的本师啦，或者祈求我们的老师们的师父们的长寿的时候，也是其实也是帮助我们增长我们的寿命。
OK, so yeah, any more question?
Yeah, 还没有其他的问题。所以下星期一天早上会看到很多人啊。所以莲花阿姨你要出现哦，你问这个问题。She said she will camp overnight here, so that she need not take a cab in the morning.
What?
She will camp overnight here on Saturday night.On Saturday night, she will camp over here.
So, here, so today we talk about the, I don't know, what you call this? This.Maybe just right there, the three things. The first, ignorant, then compositional, what? Compositional activities, then consciousness. Just write three in Chinese, then three.
今天呢，我们开始讲这个十二缘起。十二缘起呢，今天要讲的是三个，前面的三个三支。你们看你们的讲义，第一个就是无明，第二个就是行。第三个就是十。
Right, big, little bit bigger, so people can see, huh? People can read? Huh? Can you read? Huh? Can they see? Thank you. good? Must learn this treating. Okay. So, first one, so here, you see in the picture, I don't know, what you call this? Will of life? I don't know. will of life. Or maybe can call this our mandala. Our mandala.
Our mandala. Oh.
My mandala. Yeah.
这个呢，现在我们看到的图画呢，我们叫做生命之轮呢、啊，就生命的轮。那生命是讲轮回的，生命之轮，也可以叫做是我们的曼达，我们的曼达，普通人的曼达，凡夫的曼达。
So taking the essence, the mandala means taking the essence. The meaning is the taking the essence. Yeah, real mandala. The meaning is.Taking the essence, something like.
真正的曼达呢，它的意思就是汲取要义。
Okay, so this is the place, you know, I call this my mandala, our mandala. So we try to find the essence in this place. You know?
所以呢，这个就是我们的生命之轮，是我们的曼达。所以我们要在我们的这个曼达里面呢，找出它的要义在哪里。
All right. So here you see the, I don't know, hold by this pierce, I don't know, pierce person holding the wheel, yeah, with the grab with his leg, hand, you know, with his teeth, you know, holding this very tightly, you know, with that, you know, like that. You see the picture there, yeah, holding very tightly with his forearm.
Which
mouth,
one?
You know?
Yeah. Which one? Rinpoche, which one? Oh, okay. 你看到这整个轮呢？这个轮呢？整个轮体。I can't see the monster. my eyes got stem.
cannot be. You know, the yama is the.Bigger than the wheel, how can you cannot see?
你可以看到整个轮呢，整个轮呢其实是一个很大的那个恶魔呢，啊，这个叫阎魔哈，这个、阎魔就是藏文讲的那个亚麻哦，阎魔，它其实是咬住这个轮的，所以它是一个很可怕、很恐怖的那个形象哦。
So. So here, as I mentioned last class, the last Sunday, talk about the impermanent. You know, I talk about that. So this is symbolized that. You know, this meaning is that. You know, not really some kind of yama outside that holding you, but this symbolizes that. Once you take rebirth, so you have to die. You know, there's no.Free from the death. You know, when you take rebirth, then there's no choice. You know, you're the without choice, you have to die. You know,
这其实和我们上一堂课呢，仁波切讲的无常呢是有关系的。你可以看到哈，它其实是代表呢我们的生生死死的一个景象。这个景象，这个轮呢，用轮的形象来代表啊，它并表示呢，这个有一个真正的外在，有一个阎魔，很可怕的阎魔哦，在那边咬住啊，在那边推向你，再把这一身推向那一身，其实不是这样的，它只是一个象征的意义而已哦，它代表我们从一生呢投生到另外一生呢，我们造业啦，因为我们不知道无常，所以我们造业，所以呢，我们是不自在的，是不自由的，是受业力控制的。不断的去投生，不断的死亡。
So here the example is like that, you know, the yama or something, what called demon, yama, whatever, you know, the spirit, I don't know, you call cannibal, I don't know what you call that. So if cannibal catch you, and bite you. So that's definitely you're going to die. You know? That they don't let it go. Not possible. You know, one the cannibal or this, they catch and they bite you. That means definitely you're going to die. You know, so that's impossible to free from that. You know, so that's the example. So similarly, when you take rebirth in this world, so that's definitely you're going to die. There's no free from the death. You know,
就好像呢，当我们当这个代表的这个阎魔呢，或者是个恶魔呢，比如说我们可以想象这个食人魔，当他咬到你、抓到你的时候、咬住你的时候，他肯定是咬住你不放的。所以呢，你的前路啊，就只有一条路，就是死路一条。所以呢，你是决定会死的，他是不会放过你的，所以你是不能够挣脱、不能自由的。同样的呢，当我们在这个世界上投生，在六道投生出来的时候，我们一投生呢，我们就决定将来一定会死，就好像这个阎魔一样咬住我们一样。
So that means oneself, you know, oneself is exactly like that, you know, the yama, you know, hold you and bite you. Anytime he can kill you, you know, like that. Ourself is like anytime we can be, the death can happen for any time, you know.
所以呢，我们处境呢，就好像这幅图画一样，就好像呢，被阎魔抓住了。哦，所以他咬住我们，所以随时呢，他会智力一咬，我们就一命呜呼了，我们就死掉了。所以呢，这告诉我们，我们现在处境，死亡呢是在任何时候呢都可以发生的。
So, so here again, once you take the rebirth, in first moment, in the first moment.You take a rebirth in mother womb. You know, that time is considered birth. You know, very beginning when you enter in the mother womb, the consciousness enter the mother womb. So that moment is called take a rebirth. Yeah, take a rebirth. So then second moment, then you already start for the aging or dying, you know.
所以呢，当我们投生呢，投生到这个世界，我们首先是投入我妈妈的胎中了。就当我们的心识呢进入这个母胎的时候呢，就是我们讲的我们出生了。就从佛法上了，我们就已经入胎，已经出生了。像那第二刻呢，就是第二秒啊，其实我们就已经开始在老化了，就已经慢慢变老了。
So, by constantly going to the aging and the death, you know, you are constantly, each moment, you are getting closer to the death and aging, you know.
所以呢，当我们投生的那一刻开始，从第二刻开始呢，就是我们的每一分每一秒，我们无时无刻呢，就慢慢的，一秒一秒的变老。慢慢的，一秒一秒的接近死亡。
So whether you sleep, or whether you walk, whether you don't do anything, whatever it is, is constantly moving to that direction. You know, there's no second delay. You know, continually going there. Whether you sleep or you're done, happy, not happy, whatever doesn't matter. You know, each moment going closer to that.
所以呢，无论我们做什么，比如说我们生病啦，我们工作啦，走路啦等等，或者我们甚至什么都不做，就什么都不管不做，可是呢，我们每一分每一秒呢，还是在慢慢的变老，慢慢的接近死亡。不管呢，我们觉得是否我们觉得今天觉得开心啊，或者下一刻我们觉得不开心啊，不管我们觉得怎么样，不管我们做什么东西呢，我们每一分每一秒呢，都在接近死亡，接近。就慢慢的变老，慢慢的死亡。
So like that, so whether you have suffering or whether you have happy life, whether you live in very rich life or you live poor life, it doesn't matter. You know, whether you have power, whether you are a doctor, whether you are a great teacher, whether you are poor, you know, either you don't have any name, it doesn't matter. Everyone is same direction, in that kind of direction. Everybody moving, same that direction. There's no exception, you know.
所以呢, 这就是我们的生存的事实了, 就是生存的真相。 不论呢，我们这一生呢过得是很痛苦啦，或者过得很高兴啦，很开心啦。我们这一生呢是非常有钱，或者是没有钱，或者是很有权势、很有权力，或者呢我们是大医生啦，或者老师啦，我们是年轻人啊、老年人啊，或者是我们的名声非常好啦，或名声不好啦，等等等等啊。不论呢，不论是哪一种哪一世，我们都朝着同样的方向前进，就是呢，我们每一世。 每一分每一秒每一刻呢，都在变老，都向死亡的路呢前进。
So must understand that, you know. So whether we are experiencing happy life, you know, the pleasure, or we have some pain, whatever it is, you know, must understand that it is impermanent. You know, constantly moving, constantly changing. You know. Always good to remember that. It's nothing everlasting, so constantly moving, changing, so must remember that. By remembering that, then what the benefit is our attachment, you know, doesn't grow so strongly. So even though we have some pain, one should remember impermanent, so even the pain is difficult, can be reduced by remembering the impermanent.
所以呢，这一点呢，我们是要明白的。无论我们的经历呢，我们经历的是很快乐的东西，或者是很痛苦的经验呢，我们都要记住，这些都是无常的，它都是在慢慢的变化的。哦，它都是用无常的力量呢，每一分每一秒呢，在那边推动，在变化，这的。所以呢，这一点呢，是我们要常常去思维的，是我们要铭记在心的，在心里一定要记得是这样的。所以，当我们能够记得这是无常的力量在运作，在推动的话呢，当我们有起，我们贪着的时候呢，我们就想到，哦，这是无常的，它推动的。所以呢，我们的执着、贪着呢，就不会那么的强烈。 当我们感受到痛苦的时候呢，我们觉得，哎，我们告诉自己，哎，这是无常的，无常的力量会把它推动，会变化的。这样呢，我们感受到痛苦呢，就会减轻。所以呢，我们要时常记得无常。Okay,
so this one, the holding the wheel of life, hold by this yama. So the symbolize, once you are in the samsara, you know, from whether your God realm. Up to the hell realm. Wherever you take rebirth, you are not free from death. You know? So always under the death, you know?
所以呢，当我们看到这个 生命之轮的时候呢，我们看到呢，这生命之轮呢是有一个阎魔呢在咬住的，在咬住它的。这样我们就看到呢，在 在这个六道里面呢，无论我们投生为天人，很多享受到很多快乐，或者是我们投生到地狱道，得到很多很多痛苦的话呢，其实呢，我们都是在那边不断的轮回，生生死死的，我们都是不自由的。So,
how the wheel of life happened, came about, you know, I think. So. I think when Buddha's time, there's one king, one king we call Sukchen Nyingbo. I don't know what to call that. Sukchen Nyingbo, the king in the middle part of India, I don't know, must be somewhere, in Bodhgaya, I'm not sure. That area, then there's another king, the Indian king called Jabo Utayana, maybe some other place of India. So this Gyabo Udayana, he sent a beautiful present made of jewel, diamond, you know, to the king. Sukhchin Ningbo, he sent a nice present for the king.
这个生命之轮呢, 这土画呢, 到底是怎么来的呢? 是谁把它编出来的? 可能大家有这样的疑问呢? 是佛教的, 从什么时候出现的? 这其实后面呢是一个典故的, 它后面是一个故事的, 不过对不起, 我没有那个中文的名, 就传说在佛陀在世的时候呢, 在印度中部啊, 就有一个国王, 叫苏钦 宁波, 就藏文了, 我不懂是摩羯陀国王还是什么的，他有一天呢，就从他的好朋友，他好朋友是另外一个印度的国王，他叫南摩布达雅，他就送了他一份礼物，这份礼物是非常珍贵的礼物，珍贵他很多金银珠宝啦，很多珍贵的珠宝啦，镶成的一份礼物，他送了这样很漂亮很漂亮的礼物给这个国王。
So the king, Sukhchin Ningbo, so he received this beautiful present from another king. So he was thinking what best to give back, you know, to the another king. So what's the best present to give back to him? So he think about that, he couldn't find anything. You know, so then he asked, the Sukhchin Ningbo asked to Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, about what best thing to give to him. So then Buddha mentioned that best thing. So he mentioned that how the wheel of life, you know, and explained and wrote down, you know, where to write, how it looks like, you know, just write down like that. So, and make nice drawing, painting, you know, then some explanation. Then after that, he's give as a present to the king, Udayana.
Yeah.这样呢，这个 king 啊，这个国王就是 Sukhchin Ningbo 就收到这份，就是他的好朋友了，也是另外国王南摩布达雅那的珍贵的礼物。他就想，哎，我应该送回我的朋友什么礼物呢？哇，他送了这么好的礼物给我，这样回赠给他。 他左思右想就想不出来，他讲刚好佛陀呢，佛陀那时候就在那边了，他就跑去问佛陀了，佛陀呢跟佛陀说了这个缘由了，我的好朋友送我一份礼物啊，我现在不懂要送给他什么礼物，这样佛陀呢就跟他讲了这个生命之轮的运作的故事，就讲这生命之轮呢，这个六道轮回是怎么样的啦，它是怎样运作的啦，然后呢还跟他讲了每一个阶段可以有一个图画，你把 画下来代表等等，还跟他解释清楚。这样呢，这个国王呢，苏钦宁波就请画师呢，对吧？画的美美的画下来，就是现在我们看到这个，就把这份礼物呢，就送回，转送赠送给他的那个国王朋友，那么不达雅那了。So
like that, then after he received this present from this king, the Udayana, the king Udayana, so he saw this and just by seeing that, he understand. Just by seeing this wheel of life, just by seeing that, he understand what is the cause of samsara and what to abandon, what to adopt, what to practice. He able to understand that. But seeing this wheel of life, you know, just then he receive a lot of benefit. Not only himself, but also his all his follower, the king Udayana, his all this follower. Also see same thing and benefit. Now, but many of them, you know, just by seeing that, you know, they will understand, you know, the cause of samsara and what is the cause of liberation, what is to abandon, what to adopt, you know, they able to understand that. So you get a lot of benefit from this way of life.
所以呢，当他的这个好朋友就是 拿到了这份这个图画的礼物，就是这个十二因缘的轮回啊，生命之轮的礼物，就是这国王叫乌丹亚那的，他单单只是看了这幅图画，他的善根是很好的，这些人呢是不一样的哈，他善根很深厚，他当时看了这幅画， 没有人跟他解释，他都已经了解，哦，原来轮回是这样的，哦，这是轮回的原因，哦，所以呢，我如果要跳出轮回的话，我要舍弃什么？所以他就得到了大利益。这得到大利益呢，其实如果你看那个经文中，他应该是他们就已经证道了，他们就入道了。这样证道，他们就不同的阶段、不同的层次了。不过他们已经证入了那个果位了。像他的随从呢，那个年代是不一样的，和佛陀一起出生的人，他们的那个善根是很深厚的。他随从看了个图画，他们也了悟了。也证到了，哎，所以他们也得到了很大很大的信心了，所以呢，很多人呢就把看到这幅画呢都得到了大利益，不像我们了，不像我了。
啊
？No, we are saying that all the people just like looking at this, and they know the cause, you know, then they abandon, then they they realize, but we look at these pictures.Nothing happens.
That shows how intelligent we are.
Remember, 就讲了，我们看了这图画呢，不像以前的人。以前佛陀时代的人，他送给他这图画，他看了他就啊，懂这个人要讲些什么，就已经就证悟了。像我们看了图画，我们都。好像还是一样，所以若摩切讲这告诉我们，我们其实是很聪明的，开引号关引号。
Hope not immediately, but after the explanation. After the explanation, maybe hope when you see that you get enlightened.
荣姐可能他解释过后，大家看了图画呢，我们看了看了，我们就证到了，我就证悟了。
啊 ，hope 啊？
啊，希望了，希望了，我
希望希望啊，
希望来，
我来希望希望了啊，希望
我希望 hope
希望
希望望
希望
望啊
望望啊希望。希望 hope. So also, I mean, also Buddha Shakyamuni mentioned for the, you know, the Ananda, you know, so troll Ananda next time, wherever the temple monastery should write this outside of the temple, you know, this wheel of life should write there. So then people able to understand, you know, what to abandon, what to practice, you know. So, Buddha recommend to Ananda, you know, must write down this in front of, outside what called this baranda, I don't know, entrance of the monastery should write. So therefore, you can see all the monastery in Tibet, everywhere you see outside of the monastery, first,Always, everywhere, they have the will of life, you know.
佛陀呢，在世的时候呢，曾经跟阿难尊者说过呢，他圆寂后，要是有寺庙啦或地方呢，张挂啦或画了这个生命之轮的图画的时候呢，让人们看了这个生命之轮的图画呢，能够了解它的意义，能够知道什么应该舍弃啊，什么是应该要断的，那这些人呢，将能够得到大利益。所以呢，你可以看到今天你去藏传的那个寺庙呢，你去参观的时候，他们在他们的墙壁上，他们都有画上这个生命之轮的图画，就是十二缘起的图画。就只有我们了，对吗？人们看到啊，就是我们了。
So this chart, you know, whatever this picture's telling.You know, and they're telling the Four Noble Truth, you know, also is tell 12 link of different origination, okay? So another way, yeah, is talking about the Four Noble Truth, teaching about the Four Noble Truth.
所以呢，仁波切讲呢，如果你看到这个生命之轮呢，这个你可以看到呢，其实里面就有四圣地，你看到了吗？四圣地。 啊，这样它呢其实是另一种方式了。你可以跟我们解释，也可以看到这个十二缘起。所以大家有没有看到苦地？
So, okay. So now, go to the very central there, yeah, very middle of that. So you can see the three different animal. One is fig, one is snake. One is rooster or bird. I don't know. You can say rooster maybe. Yeah, the three different animal there. So.
Rooster, snake, and pig. 啊，大家如果看看这个轮的话，生命之轮，你看看中间呢、啊，中心的那个轮，正中央的那个中心的轮，你可以看到三种动物。第一个呢画的不知道清楚了，这复印不知道清楚。第一个是鸡，然后你可以看到蛇，还有那个坐着的呢，其实是猪来的，不画的有点像牛啊，这里。啊，其实猪来的。
So this here, so and the pig symbolize the ignorance, okay? Then the snake symbolize the anger. Then the rooster symbolize the attachment. Yeah.
这三种动物呢，都代表着我们讲的三毒。这鸡呢，代表贪；蛇呢，代表嗔，因为蛇有嗔心呢。那猪呢，代表愚痴无明。所以是贪嗔痴三毒。
So you can in the, I mean there will be many different.Drawing, you can see, you know, so not all are same, so there'll be different drawing. You know, the pig, snake, rooster, they are same, but how they write sometimes different. So here you see that pig, you know, from pig mouth, then, you know, the snake come out, from the snake mouth, then rooster come out, then.You know, then rooster also go touch to the pig, you know, anyway, going circle, you know, just going circle like that. So that means from ignorance, then anger, attachment, you know, some attachment, then ignorance, anger. So, you know, all this goes circle, you know, one after another, you know, that symbolize that. This one, you go according to the chart, it's like that.
这个图画的生命之轮正中央这三种动物呢，它们有些画法是不大一样的，可是无论它画法是怎么样的，都有这三种动物，就是贪嗔痴了，就是蛇猪鸡这三种动物。所以在这个图画里面呢，你可以看到呢，猪的口呢是咬住那个蛇的尾巴的，但蛇的口呢是咬住那个鸡的羽毛，它的尾巴，然后鸡的口呢是咬住猪的尾巴的。所以它的意思呢就是告诉我们呢，从愚痴无明的就生出这个嗔的烦恼，那嗔呢就能引发这个贪，那贪呢其实又是无明，所以它是层层相扣的。
So some I don't know what they have, I don't know what they have up to the pig, what they have thereThat painting, I don't know. Pig then? From the pig mouth, what come? Isn't it? Or rooster?
我们可以看我们的唐卡吗？是不是有些不一样的？因为有些是不一样的。Same.
Same as that?
我们的唐卡是一样的。对了，同样间寺庙图画应该是一样的。
So that's same then, okay. So, like that, some they have, you know, from the pig mouth, the rooster come out. From the rooster, then the snake come, you know.So like that, go circle like that. So some painting you can see that.
有些图画是不一样，有些是用猪的口呢是生出鸡，然后鸡的口呢就咬住蛇的尾巴，然后蛇的口呢就咬住猪的尾巴，就是从愚痴无明呢会生出贪，贪念可以引发嗔，所以嗔又其实是一种无明，所以它是另外一种另外一种转法了。
So like that. So the reason that the meaning is that.You know, because of ignorance. So ignorance means not knowing the thing correctly, according to the however they exist, so we don't understand the reality, the thing clearly. So because of that, you know, then anger arise. Yeah? So from anger, attachment arise. You know? So like that. Can be like that. Go circle and circle like that. Yeah? So you can say also, because of not knowing that, attachment arise. From attachment, then anger arise. You know? Because of that, again, ignoring, then attachment, anger, you know, go like that. Circle and circle. So never ending. So
所以呢它意义呢其实都是一样的，无论它的画法是怎么样，因为这三种动物都是一样的嘛。所以呢它意义就是说呢，从无明这愚痴，我们讲到愚痴无明啊，并不是说什么都不懂什么都不会，它不是这样的意思。我们讲到无明愚痴呢，是我们对事情事物存在，我们就法，就是佛教讲的法，我们对法呢存在的真相呢不了解，这种不了解我们就叫无明，我们叫愚痴。 这种不了解呢，能引发我们起烦恼，起什么烦恼呢？起嗔心，我们就会感到生气了，因为我们不了解。而生气呢，如果我们起了这嗔心呢，它可以引发贪着的烦恼，因为它们是连在一起，可以一层一层这样引发的。所以你有贪着烦恼，你造业呢，其实就是无明了，会加深你的无明啊。 或者呢，你可以讲，这是我们的无明呢，可以引发我们贪着的烦恼，因为我们不知道事情存在的真相，所以我们起了那个贪念。我们贪着的烦恼升起的时候呢，它就可以引发嗔心。遇到事情发生的时候，它就引发嗔心，你就会嗔的烦恼。这烦的烦嗔的烦恼，因为加重你的无明愚痴，因为你对事情的了解其实是更远了，所以它就一层一层这样扣来扣去，扣来扣去。无论怎样扣来扣去，你就在那边转来转去，转来转去了。
So so like that. So some of the drawing, you can see that from the pig mouth, both come out. And the rooster and the snake both come out, you know. Both came out. And some painting you can see came out from the pig mouth. You know?
Oh, pig mouth come out both.
The both animal coming from the pig mouth. Some painting you can see that.
有些图画就是画这个猪啊，猪的口呢，从猪的口呢就引申出蛇和鸡，就是无明呢能够引发这个嗔烦恼，还有贪的烦恼，啊，所以他们也可以这样画，也是有理由了哈。So
I mean that means so this meaning is you know root of the anger, root of the attachment is the ignorance, you know because of ignorance these two come out. You know, because of ignorance, so attachment, anger come out. You know.
所以呢，他无论他怎么样画，哦，他是从猪呢画出蛇鸡，或者猪呢鸡蛇，或者猪呢蛇鸡一起出来呢，他告诉我们呢，其实呢，他的根本的原因啊，就是愚痴无明，就是那只猪了啊，所以是愚痴无明。所以呢，他是。 它是我们轮回的那个根本的原因。So,
so here, so good to understand how our anger arises in your mind, and how the attachment arises in our own mind. You know. Have to contemplate on that, whether it's based on ignoring or not, you know.
虽然有点很重要，就是呢，当我们这样看的时候，我们就想，哎，我们的嗔心呢是怎么样升起的？我们就要去自己想想，我们嗔心是怎样升起的？我们贪着这个烦恼是怎么从我们的内心升起的？是不是都是因为愚痴无明的主因而升起的？
So I mentioned before, so all this anger, attachment arise, yeah, because of ignorance. So here ignorance can be many things. Not understanding, as I mentioned last class, not understanding which is reality, which is impermanent, but we don't understand is impermanent, and we believe, we think like a permanent. So because of that, attachment arise, and because of that, anger arise. Yeah.
所以呢，仁波切曾经讲过呢，嗔的烦恼和贪的烦恼呢，它的起因呢，都是因为我们有无明，我们被无明愚痴给蒙蔽了。所谓的无明。 愚痴呢，它其实可以指很多很多不同的东西。可是最主要呢，指的就是我们对事物或对法存在的真相呢不了解。我们对事物存在真相呢的那种无常变化没有深刻的了解。我们常执着以为事情的存在呢，它是永远存在，它是长存不变的。 因为我们觉得它应该是长存不变的，所以当它起变化的时候呢，我们会感到愤怒，会感到有那种嗔心升起。因为我们觉得这个事物如果是起有长存不变的话，如果是很好的话呢，我们就起了这贪念啊。所以呢，如果我们有这个贪念产生的话，当这事物呢发生变化的时候，我们的嗔念呢又会升起了。
Okay, so what we see, what we believe, you know, is like that. You know, something, object of attachment, you know, we see it is permanent, everlasting, permanent. We see that and we grasp that. Then our attachment becomes stronger. Same thing to enemy. Same thing, you know, when you look at the enemy, you know, same thing because of we see them as permanent, everlasting, you know. So because of that, our anger becomes stronger. Yeah.
所以呢，就是因为我们看到的东西啊，看到我们只是看到事物的表面的那个形象显现出来的形象，所以我们相信呢，它永远都是这个样子的。所以呢，我们的贪着呢就产生了，因为我们贪着，我们认为呢，贪着那种执着那个东西是常住不变的，所以我们的贪念呢，贪着呢就越来越强。比如说呢，我们看到我们的敌人，我们觉得那敌人呢就永远就是我们的敌人，就是常住不变，永远的敌人，他永远就是那个样子，看了就是令你生气的。 所以他永远就是那样子的话，你就觉得他是不会变的，所以呢，你的那个嗔心呢就越来越强，越来越强。
So, so you can see that because of that. Attachment, anger become very strong, you know, because of that, because of this ignorance, yeah, it's strong, become your attachment, anger becomes strong. But you look different way, how the reality, in reality, it is permanent, impermanent. You know, it is impermanent, you will see and believe it's impermanent. Then even your attachment is there, but it will be not that strong. Yeah, even if anger arises, the object. But that anger is not that kind of strong, you know, when you recognize this permanent, not impermanent, and changing, you know. So that's the difference, you know.
所以呢，我们执着那东西的常住不变的，所以呢，我们就会有那个贪念。当我们贪念很强的时候呢，我们的嗔心呢也会跟着强盛，越来越强。就比如说那敌人的例子，所以呢，我们应该呢换个角度，换位思考哦，现在很流行啊逆向思维，换位思考。你去想呢，换个角度来看，如果我们觉得哎那样东西呢其实它是无常，你告诉自己它是无常，你相信它是无常，它是在变化的。所以呢，你的那贪着啊，就算你看到那个人或者是看到那样东西，你就觉得它是会变的，所以它的美好不会永远是那么美好，它的不好也永远不会那么不好不美好。所以你的那贪着贪念呢就不会那么强烈。 如果你的贪着不会那么强烈呢，你的嗔心呢同样道理，你相信那个是无常的，所以你的嗔心呢也就不会 那么强烈了，它也就会减弱了。所以呢，我们就可以改变我们的思维方式，所以它就可以啊，为我们呢带来一些正面的变化。
So, just giving some example how the ignorance, yeah, how the ignorance lead a strong attachment, grow a strong attachment and a strong anger, you know.
所以呢，仁波切只是跟我们举一个例子，然后让我们来看看，如果我们贪着呢，贪念很强的话呢，它能引发很强的嗔心。
So, then again, same thing, you know. So, same thing again, when the when the attachment arises, then we believe this gives you such a happiness in your mind, the attachment. When the attachment arises, then, yeah, what we see, what we believe, this will give you the everlasting happiness. You know? Then we hold on very strongly on that. But in reality, also this happiness, the attachment,What gives you some happiness is not the everlasting happiness, not the permanent. It will change, you know, like that. So, because of, again, this becomes stronger because you think it's permanent, you know, not changing. So, because you hold too much, then your attachment becomes stronger, you know.
这同样的道理，就我们若仔细去观察去看的话，当我们的那个贪的那个心念呢、升起的时候呢，我们就想，哇，这样东西，哇，这个东西啊，哇，它会带给我好多好多的快乐，你就觉得哇，你在心里会有这样的念头，而且它会带给你很多很多快乐，而且呢，这个快乐呢，好像是永远的，不会改变的，它是常住不变的那种快乐。当你有了这种常住不变快乐的感觉的时候呢，你这个贪着的念头啊就更深了，所以你的贪念呢，你的贪的执着呢就进一步强化，进一步加深了。所以呢，因为我们看不到，那时候我们看不到那个事物的真相，我们看不到事物是分分秒秒变化的真相，所以呢，我们贪着这贪念生的时候，常住不变呢，在它越来越强盛。因为我们看不到它是无常的。
So you can see that when the attachment arises in your mind, so look like it's giving some kind of happiness in your mind, believing this is the happy, this is the good thing, you know, believing that. Then, but reality is not that. Reality is true suffering. What is experience the happiness in reality is true suffering. It doesn't give everlasting happiness. You know, sooner or later, this happiness will turn to the suffering, you know, sooner or later. So because of that, call true suffering. Yeah.
所以呢，当我们的贪的念头呢升起来的时候呢，我们的心呢，我们以为哇，它带给我们很大很大的快乐，它给我们的心很大的快乐，而且快乐是永远的快乐。其实事实上呢，当你想到你贪的念头加深，这是永远快乐的时候，这就是真苦，这就是苦地了。因为呢，这样的快乐是不清净的，它不是永远的，它不是不变的，所以当它一变化的时候，它会给你带来痛苦。所以这样的快乐，这样的贪着呢，是真苦。
So again, whatever experience with the attachment, some happiness, in reality is true suffering, but we don't see that. We believe this is something good, and what you call something good brings some happiness in your mind. Then believing is real happiness. You know, then we put grasping on that, you know. Also this because not understanding the reality, what is natural, it is true suffering, but we don't understand that.
所以当我们经历 了这样的所谓的快乐的时候呢，我们贪心了，起了这个执着的念头的时候呢，事实上呢，这就是真苦，也就是苦地了，四圣地里面的苦地。因为呢，我们以为这是真的快乐哦，它是永远不变的，所以呢，我们的心念呢，贪的念头就加深了，去抓住它，紧紧不放了。好，其实呢，这是因为我们不知道啊事实，我们不了解法的实相。
说来的，
这就是我们生活的真实的情况。
说来的 ，also anger 来的 ，because we arise, we have.We see some object, we arise, anger, then we believe sometimes anger is good, you know. Believing anger is good because it's protecting me, you know. So when anger arises, you have some reason because you believe that anger protects you, you know. Give the protection to oneself, believing that, you know. And sometimes anger arises, you feel that right to do, you know.And hold the anger long as possible because some kind of believing that, oh, this anger giving me the strength, you know. Once I become more, I don't know what to call, more stronger or powerful, I don't know, protect yourself. Anyway, anger is something like that. We believe that. Then that's why, you know, should be angry, you know. Because this helps you, you know, protect you, you know. We believe that.
同样的，当我们的嗔心升起的时候，就我们生气的时候，我们的对境哦，看这个对境啊，哦，你觉得哇，这个人或这事物呢，哇，让你觉得很生气，你就升起的嗔心呢，就很生气，你就要爆发出来。那你私底下你去思维呢，你会这样爆出来起这个嗔心呢？因为呢，其实你相信呢，你的嗔心呢是好的。啊，你的嗔心呢能够保护你。如果你不生气的话，等一下啊，你会给别人占便宜或什么。所以你这个嗔心呢是保护住你，而且你觉得，哎，我是有理由应该生气的，我是应该生气的。所以呢，我应该把我的权力给使出来，所以我应该有权去生气，而且最好是越生气的越久越好。这样的那个。你的对方呢？那个对境啊，才知道啊，你的这个生气的威力，啊，所以你觉得这个是保护你的，所以这个对的，所以你应该生气，所以你的那个嗔心呢，就越来越重，越来越深。
But whether it's attachment, whether it's anger, because it is arise from the wrong understanding, wrong believing, the wrong mind.Because of that, cannot be perfect. You know, the anger, attachment cannot be perfect because it's cause. You know, because of cause is ignorant. You know, because coming from not understanding the reality, you know, cannot be good.
所以呢，当我们这样去看的话，去分析我们的贪着，我们的嗔心的时候，或嗔挂的时候呢，它升起的时候呢，其实它会升起，是因为我们有错误的观念。我们的错误的观念呢，为什么会有这样错误的观念？以为它是好的，它是保护你的，这是因为呢，我们不了解事情的真相。所以我们这样的不了解事情真相，我们就叫它愚痴无明。所以愚痴无明呢，就是我们贪和嗔烦恼的起因。
All right, so here when you see the what call.Snake, yeah, that symbolizes the anger. So, that one, because I don't know that, but mostly when you see the snake on the road, you know, almost everyone just seeing the snake, you are shocked, you know, you're just scared, you know, when you see the snake on the road. So, it doesn't see such a pleasant animal, you call it animal? Huh? Animal. Okay, doesn't see pleasant animal. Immediately, you get some kind of pride in it, you know, seeing the snake. not like cat and dog, you know.
所以呢，这个称心呢，就是由这个蛇来代表，因为呢，通常呢，我们在人们就讲，我们通常在路边走路啊，看到蛇呢，我们都会很震惊、很害怕。
所以呢，蛇呢不是那种你看到的就觉得很高兴啊，或很喜欢看到那种动物，所以呢不像好像猫啊狗啊，我们都会去看啊，都去不一样的，那感觉是很不一样的。Everybody
feel that? Oh no.
有些人的感觉是不一样的，有些人是很喜欢看到蛇的吗
？I don't know. Those people who keep snake as a pet, maybe they don't scare. I don't.
可能有些人家里是养蛇为宠物，可能他们就很喜欢蛇了哈。他们看到蛇，他们是很开心的。Generally
speaking, like that, you know, when you see the snake, immediately you get some kind of unpleasant mind. Yeah, immediately you're scared. Yeah. So.
可是，一般上呢，一般的人看到蛇呢，都会觉得不大舒服了，不大喜欢了，因为他们这种害怕的那种感觉。
So here, similarly, so that example, so just similarly that, you know, when you see the angry person, you know, so same thing, when you see the angry person, it doesn't give peace in your mind, you know.
所以呢，同样的，当你看到一个生气人，看到生气的脸的话，你的心里通常也不会感到开心的。
So here, so understand that. whether it's pleasant or you, whether you're pleasant, whether you're not pleasant for other, you know, it depends. You know, when your mind is a little bit peace, not anger, little bit peace, you are able to give some pleasant, and a pleasant look, a pleasant, I don't know what to call. Some kind of pleasant thing to others, but when your mind is under the anger, you know, there's no pleasant in your body. Not body, all body. I'm not sure, but basically at the face.
Monkey face.
Huh?
Monkey face.
Yeah, something your face. You know, some kind of anger. You know, so because of that, your face. Is totally different, you know. When people see it, just scare, like a snake, you know, seeing a snake like that. Immediately, people just one step back, you know, so like that.
所以呢，当我们的心啊感到平和快乐的话呢，人家在看的时候呢，人家看了会觉得很舒服的。可是当一个人呢感到很生气的时候，充满生气，那张脸呢是。 怎么讲呢？别人看了会不舒服的，有时候就是看了会他这样害怕，你会感到很害怕的。所以呢，就中国有一句话就讲“相由心生”。So
it's what you call? It's last time I went to China, or that's one part of China. I don't know which part. Chengdu, I don't. Chengdu.
Chengdu. Sichuan.
I don't change to like that. We want to see that. There's a very famous of the mask changing.
变脸, show, you know? Sichuan 变脸.
They just turn, they change the face, red, yellow, blue, like that, you know. So that time, it's like that. That is nothing, you know. We can do more than that. You know what I'm saying? That is nothing. The show is nothing. We can do more than that. We can change faster than that. No. That is just some kind of trick, but ours is real one.
人们是想，在中国的四川呢，成都地方，他们不是用川艺了，是四川的艺术，这个变脸的艺术啊。就你看到艺人表演，突然间转过身，嘣，然后脸又变了，突然怎么又另外一个颜色？其实人们是想，这只是一个小玩意而已啊。这个和我们真实的人比起来，我们的变脸。 比他有过之而不及，我们可以变得比他更好。
so, you know, I mean, when you look at ourselves, it's like that. You know, this. I mean, you look it down there. Of course, you have same physically, you have same body, same pace. And yeah, morning to night look similar. You know, but how depend? How is your mind? You know, so when your mind is totally under the anger, you know, the expression, the mass, you know, you manifest in different way. You know, you change different person. You people see you are different. You manifest differently. You know, so due to the anger, you know, so that's why in Buddhism, all is manifestation of your mind. You know, so you can see that. You know, but when you are a little bit not anger, you are pleasant. You know, so you look different. You know, you can smile, you can talk, you can relate with people. Also, is this come from your own mind? You know, the body is same. You know, nothing much different. You know.
The body is different. Every second changing.
You have to understand. I'm talking generally speaking, morning to night. Okay.
Yeah. 没有，只是故意而已。人们讲，当我们看到自己的时候呢，可能我们早上照镜子啊，然后晚上回来要卸妆或什么看镜子啊，你觉得哎是同样一张脸。其实呢，在那一天里面呢、啊，我们看我们的心的情况哦，看我们心的情况，其实是我们的脸是不一样的。包括别人看到我们，可以，其实他们可以讲得出哦，现在你的心情怎样怎样怎样。因为呢，我们脸呢，在别人看来可以显现有不同的显现。所以在那一天里面呢，我们其实有不同的显现。所以这就是为什么呢？佛家讲了，其实呢，一切都是心的造作，我们的心的造作。哦，所以如果呢，当我们不生气的时候呢，我们心很平和的时候呢，别人看到呢，我们的脸呢是很舒服的。我们甚至呢觉得哇，我们很那脸呢很多笑意啊，这么一直笑，可以和别人呢很好的谈话。哦，这有时候呢，我们的脸其实又不一样。其实呢，可是我们的身体呢，却是一样的。
So here, so from here you can understand, and a very simple understanding from here you can understand. Depend on your mind. Good mind, bad mind, depend on your mind. You are able to give some happiness to other people. You are able to harm other people also, same time. So depend on the mind. You know, you can see that when you are angry. In reality, you give so much suffering to other people.You know, when you are anger, you know, just, I mean, no reason, you don't have this motivation to give anger, scared other people, but somehow, you know, when you are angry, immediately you give so much suffering to other people. Like exactly the example, when you see this snake, immediately you get kind of unpleasant in your mind. It was exactly the same, you know, for us also like that. When anger arises, immediately, you don't need motivation and somehow it harms.So many sentient beings, you know.
所以呢，看我们的心呢、啊、的情况，我们的发心呢是好的还是坏的呢？如果发心是好的话呢，是善良的话呢，我们就可以利益其他的人；如果我们的心呢，我们发心呢、啊、是坏的话呢，我们就可以给其他众生呢带来伤害，就可以伤害到别人。所以呢。当我们的发心、啊、不正确的时候，我们的心呢就充满了嗔怒的时候，生气的时候呢、其实事实上呢，它是可以给我们周遭的人、啊、给其他的众生、啊、带来痛苦的、它其实呢、是别人看到你呢，他是会感到害怕的，就好像看到蛇一样、因为呢他看到你的 嗔怒的那张脸呢，其实他其实是 很不舒服的，他的心会感到所以如果聪明的人就赶快跑了。
So like that. So same thing. When your mind is a little bit peaceful, not anger, a little bit peaceful, so then you are able to give some benefit to other sentient beings. So just your pleasant moment can give some happiness to other sentient beings. So here what I'm saying is that when your mind is peaceful, you are able to help others.Your mind is not peaceful under the anger. You are not able to help other people. You know.
所以，当我们的心感到平和的时候呢，别人也会看得很舒服的时候，那个时候呢，我们就可以呢，利益其他的众生。 因为我们的心的那个状态啊，所以我们是可以利益其他众生。可是当我们的心不平和，或当我们感到生气，因为我们的嗔的烦恼呢，给束缚住的时候呢，那时候我们就不能帮助其他的人了。
说来着，说。So same thing, not only other, you know, when anger arises in your mind, so not only harming other, but it's really harm to oneself, you know. How happy you are one day from morning to night, you're experiencing such happiness from morning to night. But at the night, within second, you know, just 1 second, some strong anger arises due to some condition, it destroys whole day your happiness, for example. You enjoy so much for whole day, but that night, some reason maybe get some upset, anger arise. You know, just short time, destroy all your day happiness. You know, we can see that.
所以当我们的嗔心升起的时候呢，不只是我们会伤害到其他人，其实呢，得到最大伤害的是我们自己。比如说当我们有一天呢，在一天白天的时候，我们都是很开心很快乐的，我们自己很开心，我们也可以去帮助到其他的人。可是到了晚上，突然呢，在那一秒哦，我们的嗔心升起的话，有什么事情啊导致你生气的话，就是因为那一念嗔心呢，就把你整天的快乐呢全部都摧毁了。你就觉得哇很难过了，你白天所感受到所有的快乐突然间就完完全全消失不见了。
So I'm saying how powerful anger is. Yeah, but same thing for like we have some friendship for 15-20 years, good relationship, good friend, but within day can destroy this 20-year relationship, 20-year friendship will destroy within dayeven doesn't need one day, within 10 minutes, can destroy the relationship within 20 years. The friendship, relationship, not father, children, relation, whatever, mother, you know, will destroy that within 10 minutes, you know. So what I'm saying here is how powerful, you know, the anger is.
这嗔心呢，其实它的威力啊，是非常强大的。它是非常非常强大的，只是可能我们没有仔细去看。比如说呢，可能你和另外一个人的友情啊是很好的，你们有15年啊、20年、20多年的交情啊，那友情非常非常要好的朋友。可是呢，这样的友情啊，可能因为嗔心的升起，可以在几天之内，甚至不需要几天啊，一天或者不需要一天，甚至在短短的10分钟里面呢，就可以把你们的10多年、20多年的友情啊，给全部给抹杀掉。
Yeah, so that's why. So again, same thing. You know, here, so we talk about the ignorance. Yeah, so
为什么会这样呢？这就是因为我们不了解。就是因为愚痴无明。
So also this all like that because not knowing, you know, how much the anger harm oneself and other, not knowing that. But sometimes we believe, oh, this protect me, you know, anger protect me, but actually not protecting you, you know, destroying your own everything within you. The own happiness also destroyed by the anger. You know, not really protecting oneself at all.But we believe that, no.
所以呢，嗔心呢，其实呢，它伤害最深的是我们自己。可是呢，我们并不了解到啊，我们不了解到，我们觉得我们嗔心呢，我们发怒呢，我们是因为我们这样做是因为我们要保护我们自己，我们自己得到保护。其实呢，我们并不但没有得到保护，反而他摧毁了我们的自己。他把我们呢所能够享受到的快乐呢，全部啊都摧毁了。
So like that. Then the rooster, I think rooster. Sometimes they mention the pigeon, or sometimes they mention rooster. So that symbolizes the attachment. So I'm not sure. So but I don't know. I don't know. the rooster pigeon, there's no satisfaction and sexual desire, you know, it's mentioned that. Never, you know, almost, I don't know. Some kind of that symbolize that, that never satisfaction and the sexual desire.
这样呢，有时呢，这图画呢画的是鸡，有时候他们讲是鸽子，因为鸽子呢代表贪着。为什么呢？因为呢，他们认为呢，这鸽啊，就是鸡啊，他们的淫欲比较重。
So that's like that. So attachment is like that, never satisfaction, you know, one after another, you know, never satisfaction like that. So, so all this again mentioned. So attachment, anger, is come from ignorance.So that symbolizes the pig. So pig is symbolized that ignorant. So pig doesn't know, you know, they live in this dirty place, but very dirty place, you know. They poo there, pee there, they sleep there, you know. But they don't see it's the dirty place, you know. Such ignorant, you know, they don't see that.
这个鸡和鸽呢，他们代表贪着呢，因为他们呢就是那种永远感到不满足，就永远还需要，所以它代表的是贪着的烦恼。这样呢，猪呢代表呢是我们的愚痴无明的烦恼。为什么呢？因为猪呢并不知道自己住的地方其实是很肮脏的，在很肮脏的地方哦，他觉得哇很好很快乐，在那边打滚啊，滚来滚去啊，弄得更肮脏，所以呢这个代表无明。
So like that, then.Also like that, you know, even the person who is going to kill the pig, you know, the butcher, who is going to kill the pig, the butcher. So the pig think the person is my like parent or helping me or like that, you know, they don't really recognize the person is going to kill him, but still he go near.There and oh, they're the one who carry me like that, you know. They believe like that, they think like that. Totally ignorance like that.
为什么说猪呢是代表无明了？除了他自己不知道自己住的地方很肮脏之外呢，这样猪呢也不知道屠夫是要来杀他的。所以当屠夫靠近他的时候，要去拉他去宰杀的时候，那猪以为呢，哎，这个好像是他的父母这样，他感觉是他的父母这样，哦，他是要来帮助他的，所以呢，他还向他们走过去，所以呢，那猪呢，所以我们用猪来代表愚痴无明。
So like that, so here you can see that, so not knowing all these things, you know, in reality, you know, I mentioned before, so put like that. So anyway, so here, so you can see that.Not knowing the reality clearly, so because of that, the anger arises, the attachment arises. And because of that, then according to attachment, we do such a different kind of action. So because of the anger, we do different kind of action, you know.
因为呢，我们不了解事物存在的真相。或者我们佛家讲法，因为不了解法 的实相，所以呢，因为这样的愚痴无明呢，我们就起了嗔的烦恼，我们起了贪的烦恼。这个起了贪的烦恼呢，我们就会借着贪呢去造种种各种各样的业。如果我们起了嗔心的话呢，我们因为嗔的烦恼也会去造下种种业。
So this is the as we call the three poison.Yeah, the ignorance, attachment, anger. So this is the three poison. So the root of the poison is ignorance. From ignorance, the attachment and anger arises. You know? So from there, we create the action. You know? We create the karma. Yeah.
所以呢，我们就把这个贪、嗔和痴呢，这三种东西，我们就叫做三毒。 因为它会毒害我们。在这三毒里面呢，吃呢就是我们的根本烦恼，它是根本的原因，所以我们叫根本烦恼。所以呢，因为吃呢，所以我们就会贪着的升起，因为吃呢愚痴无明，我们就会嗔心的升起，因为贪着和嗔心的升起呢，我们就会造业，造业的话呢，我们就会轮回。
So here, so very, very beginning, middle of that, so it symbolizes three poison. So this is, then second, there's two, one side is black, one side is white. So the middle one symbolizes the ignorant, from the 12 link, the first one, ignorant, the cause of the samsara, very root cause of samsara is three poison.So in 12 link, you can understand ignorant. Just mention one, ignorant. Yeah.
所以这个正中央的这个轮子呢，就是这三毒，这三毒的根本呢，就是愚痴无明。然后第二个轮呢，就是第二个圈呢，你可以看到呢，左边还是边的，一半是黑色，一半是白的，对不对 ？Yep.
Okay. So then you mentioned the two line, yeah, white and black.Second circle, neutral.
Yeah, white and black.
So that one, so through these three mental poison, so through these three mental poison will create the action, will create the karma. So what kind of karma? So there will be two types of karma, white karma, the black karma. So there's the black one symbolizes the black one, so white one symbolizes the white karma.
Because we have 贪嗔痴贪嗔痴，不贪嗔猪，因为我们有贪嗔痴呢，这三毒呢，所以呢，我们就会去造业。在我们造的业上是两种业，也就是白业和黑业。白色的业不是白天，是白色的业，还有黑色的业。所以黑色的业呢，就是由黑色代表；白色的业呢，就善业呢，就用白色来代表。
Okay, so then. So yeah, you can see that in the white side, there's people going up, looking upward and going up. So that means, you have good karma, then you go up. Yeah. So other side, you see there, going down. You know. So in the black karma, then you go down.
所以呢，你看到那个白色的那个部分呢，就表示呢，如果呢我们造下的呢是善业的话呢，我们就向上升。向上升是什么意思呢？就造了善业，你就会投生到善去，善的地方了，投生到善地方。如果是黑的话呢，你看到那些人全部向下降的，对吗？向下降，就表示呢，如果我们造的是恶业的话呢，我们将来就投生到恶去里面，就恶道了，去恶道了。
OK， 啊、，enlightened。
所以你们看到这里有没有人已经证道了？是得到第一果、第二果、第三果了吗？还是四果了
？True circle is enlightened. The middle and the second one is enlightened now. No. Next time you see that, then you enlighten.
不用紧了。如果没有证道也不用紧，就是。你种下一个正面的能量，那改次那种子熟了之后，你第二次以后啊去看的时候，你就会证道了。
So that's why, so the karma, had white karma, black karma. So that is a compositional activity. So that's the second link on the 12 different origination. Yeah.
所以呢，你看到的第一个圆圈呢，就是那个猪舌鸡，那个就代表无明。第一个圆圈，那第二个圆圈呢，就是有黑夜、白夜、白色的夜、黑色的夜哈，那代表呢，我们的第二个缘起行，就代表行。哦、
So sometimes the example like that, like a, what call the ignorance, the affliction, is like a palmer, you know, give example like a farmer. Then the action, the compensational action or the karma created by that is like a seed, you know.
这样有个比喻呢，就表示这个无名烦恼啊，我们的烦恼无名呢，就好像是一个农夫，而我们的行呢，就是善业白业呢，就好像种子。
So then, third one is consciousness, you know.
这个十二缘起的第三支呢，就是识。
So, because of this affliction, we create the karma or action. Then after once we create the karma, then leave some kind of imprint in the mind.You know, the imprint lives in the mind. So that kind of mind, while the imprint left, that mind is consciousness, not the third link talking about.
因为我们的无名烦恼呢，所以呢，我们就造下了黑夜白夜。这黑夜白夜呢，就是行。对，这个行呢，行呢，当我们造下这个业的时候呢，就好像在我们的心识里面呢播下了种子，将来会有那个结果的。所以呢，就带到了从无名原行，行就原识了，就带到识这边了。
Okay, so then that can be understand, you know, the farmer have the seed, then what he have to do, he have to put in the field, yeah, put, you know, in order to grow, he put in the field.So similarly here, once you create the karma, the karma lives in print and the mental consciousness. No?
所以呢，当我们讲无名烦恼是农夫的话呢，现在无名烦恼呢，让我们去造下善业白业的话，去造作的时候呢，就好像那种子，就好像那种子出现了。这样如果农夫有了种子，他要做什么呢？他就把种子呢撒在田地里面。这田地呢，就是我们的识，就是他把那种子撒在我们的心识的田地里面。
Okay, so this one, so this two circle, so many karma, ignorance, then what call
compositional activities.
The compositional activities, the karma, and the consciousness. So.This is the three things would throw you to the samsara. Yeah.
所以呢，这个无名原形形原识这三种东西呢，就能把你投影到六道任何一道去了，去轮回了。
Okay, so I think today is about that. So.You know, talk about three things here, so understand the ignorance, the compositional activities, then consciousness. What that three really mean, so you have to understand that.
所以今天主要讲的呢，就是这个无名，什么是无名？那行是什么呢？所以无名原行，行原识，识又是什么？今天主要讲的就是这三个十二缘起之的前面三支。
Okay.All right. So, any question on this three? Yeah.
大家对这三支有什么问题吗？十二缘起的前三支。
You understand?
大家明白吗？不明白可以叫仁波切再讲一次，他可以重讲的。
Last time always mention my class, you know, if there are no question, only two things: either you know everything, either you don't know anything.
上仁波切以前在我们上课的时候，就是我们英文的那个佛法班啊，初级佛班，他曾经讲过，如果他问呢，我们有没有问题，没有人问问题的话，就表示可能有两种状况。第一种情形呢，就是 全部都明白他讲的东西，我们每一样都明白的完。第二种情况就是，其实你什么都明白，都不明白，所以没有办法问。
Which one? Which one you are?
Auntie Lin Hui say, superficially, you talk about pictures and all this, she understand everything. So you can actually ask her question to check. Ah, 这里有问题，来。
我想要请问讲义那个第三段行听到吗？啊，四五十亿心有心所有法之意，那个五十亿是什么？五十亿。
In the notes on the compositional activity, it says that compositional activity is one of the 51 mental factors.
Mm.
Yep. So she wants to know what is the mental factor. Mm. 你来上英文佛法班，他就有讲。
I mean, in text is mentioned that actually talk about our mind, yeah, our mind, talk about mind. We have different type of mind, you know. So in Buddhists, they divide into two mind, main mind and the, what, mental mind, you see? Mental factor, main mind and mental factor. You know, you talk about the mind, our mind, but it's when they divide into categories, yeah.
这个你要去读佛法的那个俱舍论啊，俱舍里面，这样俱舍里面呢，这本书里面呢，就把那个我们的心呢，就佛教啊，佛教那个理论啊，心的理论，他把心呢分成，因为我们的心有不同样的心，所以他就把它分成两种不同的心，一个叫心王，一个叫心锁。
So something like that. So I mean, just example, maybe I don't know, but.Like king and his entourage, yeah. But just example, king is like a man mind. Man mind is like a king. You have to do something. King also involved there, you know. But all, mostly his entourage is the one who really work hard, you know. Different function, you know. So I don't know, but something like the man mind is like a king. The mental factor, there are so many different mental factors working together with the king, you know.To produce the thing, yeah.
你听那个中文的那个翻译，他直接已经讲出来了，心王和心锁。所以主要的那个心呢、啊，就叫心王。可是你看那个字就叫王，对吗？所以他有很多随从，对吗？一个国王里面，那在个在国在个王国里面，那个国王他通常有的随从啊，卡件啊、哦，通常帮忙他做东西的嘛，对吗？所以那国王是不需要做很多东西的，是他的那个随从，那卡件要帮他做很多东西。所以呢，这个新王和新锁呢，通常一个新王啊，他在运作的时候，这新王呢是在那边的，可是呢，在那边底下操作的，帮他做东西也是他的新锁，他就有不同组的新锁来帮他做东西。所以呢，当一样东西发生的时候，一个新王和他伴随的心所在那边操作啊。
So I mean, there's, I mean, in the text mentioned the 51 mental factors. So every mind have different function, you know. So there's the different function, you know. But go with the main mind, going with the main mind, but each mind have different function, different job to do, you know. But go with the main mind, but each have different.
所以这个新王呢，他共有呢 51个心所了，所以你不同的那个不同的这心呢，它有不同的功用、不同的功能、不同的工作。
Just for example, just one example, you know, when you do, when you talk about concentration and the wisdom, for example, you know, concentration job is just to put your mind in single point there. You know, wisdom job is to judge, you know, whether it's correct or not correct, you know. Both are mental factors, but they have different job to do. You know, the wisdom is to differentiate whether correct or not correct, you know, to differentiate. But the concentration is just not so much judging, you know, checking good or bad, but pointing your mind one place, you know, so like that. So there's many different mental factors, you know, they have different job to do, so.
比如说当我们帮我们在修这个定的时候，这个定的心呢是将那个心呢专注于一境，可是呢专注于境呢，他那个智慧心的操作就来分辨哦，这样做到底是对的还是错的啊，这个是怎么样的怎么样的，所以他就要靠那个智慧来运作啊，所以当你的，所以他定的心和智慧的心呢，他们是不一样的，他们功能是不一样的，所以呢每一个心所他们的功能啊、功用或者他的工作都是不一样的。
Okay, we'll stop here. So, I think next Sunday we're going to have class. Then, after that Sunday, we'll class. So, we'll continue with this. Yeah.
Okay. 所以呢，今天呢，Rinpoche就讲到这里。所以呢，下个星期呢，我们休息一天，因为下个星期是藏历新年，所以你们可以参加，来这里参加仁波切主持的吉祥天母法会，凌晨4点，然后呢到早上7点就结束了，你7点05分来，对不起，拜拜了。好，所以你来可以 早上来这里跟仁波切贺新年啊。仁波切 got New Year gift for them.
What?
You got Tibetan New Year gift for them, for those who come.
I think, You know, just now you remember the story what the king gave to another king?
Well, what about you? If you have a chance to come to the Qi Xiang Tianmo, he has a long list of people who have been in the world. He has a long list of people who have been in the world. King Su Chin Ningbo has a long list of people who have been in the world. I'm joking. I'm
joking.Okay, that's all. Okay, and do the dedication.
Okay, 今天就讲到这里。现在呢，我们就来做回向。回向是那个比较大的本子，第32面。如果没有记错的话，对，回向32面。Okay, 我们一起。1、2、3，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。好，34面，回向。勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三世善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是。将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，我们后个星期见。